Welcome to VI Talk, sharing ideas, information and support.
Hi everyone, it's Jo and I have Tracy with me as well, and joining us tonight is a friend of VI Talk, I think we could definitely call him, Gavin Neat from Neatbox. Hiya Gavin.
Hello to everybody and hello to people on VI Talk. I'm so honoured to be called a friend. I see every post that comes through on VI Talk, and quite obviously there's a fantastic broad spectrum of conversations and experience, and I love being a part of it. It's brilliant.
Oh, thank you for that. That's lovely.
That's my pleasure.
So do you want that? You're here to give us an update on everything Neatbox, aren't you, really? So do you want to crack on with that?
Yeah, I'll crack on with that. People who know me will, and they know of Neatbox, will know that I worked for Guide Dogs for the Blind for 18 years. I was a guide dog mobility instructor. And lots of listeners and your subscribers will know the world that is designed for people with all disability, let alone visual impairment, is not designed particularly well. And that was something that I had noticed. And everybody knows that health professionals basically work in hospitals or at people's homes. Not many people really see what it's like out on the street. And as a guide dog mobility instructor or a practitioner, when you're following along behind people, you see how poor design and good design affects people negatively and positively. And there were certain aspects of that design I thought, oh, that's just shocking. Surely the people who designed that didn't really understand what they were doing. And nowhere was that more apparent than with pedestrian crossings. So to cut a very long story short, I came up with a way of using the mobile phone to press the button at the pedestrian crossing. Now, this wasn't just purely for people with visual impairment who find it sometimes quite challenging. Find the button, hold on to the cone if there's a requirement for a cone, and then reposition yourself at the down curb, and then square off with a long cane, or get the dog to sit, cut down the time that you've got, or rush, and elderly people. Oh, it's a nightmare scenario. But this was people in mobility scooters, and people in wheelchairs, and people with MS, and people with Parkinson's, and people with OCD who didn't want to press a button. And it was like, well, can I press that button with a mobile phone? And I did. I put some hardware into the box, and now the mobile phone presses the button, and we're installing 10 of these crossings in Largs on the west coast of Scotland. And we've had so much interest from across the country of people who are looking to improve the accessibility of their crossings. So the person downloads the app for free. All of our stuff is for free. The person downloads the app for free. They set the app running. They stand next to crossing. The button gets pressed by the phone automatically when they're within a certain distance of the crossing. And there's lots of pros and cons to it, and we're just improving it all the time, and we've got a product. That's the bottom line. And I shall very quickly move on, because it's very, very exciting in the Neatbox team right now, because one of the other things that I had seen was a massive problem with my clients was when they went into a supermarket or any venue, really. What I saw with visually impaired people was they would go in and they would try to get to customer service. The customer service didn't come to them. And this was a massive problem. Not just for visual impairment, but imagine somebody with autism. They have to go and approach customer service. Somebody who has a hearing impairment, somebody who has MS or Parkinson's or dementia or Alzheimer's or cerebral palsy or any number of situations where the onus was on the person with disability to approach customer service and then communicate their need. And I thought, wouldn't it be absolutely fantastic if we were able to provide an app, again, free, that people could download and then initiate when they were at home, say what they needed when they went into the store or airport or train station or bus depot or B&Q or wherever it might be, supermarket. Wouldn't it be brilliant if they could set that up before they left home, a day before or 2 days before or 2 minutes before, and then leave, go to the shop, walk through the door, and the customer service team would know immediately the person arrived or even before what they wanted. And we did it. I got people to do it. They wrote an app. It's being launched at the end of this month. It's a free download. The person sets it all up. They put in the information they need and then walk into a store, and the person in the store knows exactly what they need when they go in. And they know to approach the person. Now, I know a 19-year-old guy with a long cane who says, look, I don't need help. I don't want somebody coming up and practicing their newfound sighted guide skills on me. I want them to ignore me. And I certainly want them to ignore my dog. And it's like, I just want you to know I'm in the store. I have diabetes and I could have a diabetic fit, or I might have epilepsy, and I just want you to know I'm here so that if there was a problem, you'd know. And then the whole choice was for the person with the disability. It wasn't, I'm going to give you service. It was, I'm going to ask you or tell you whether I need service. And I thought, wow, that's going to change the whole demographic. We're going to have a system which is led by the person with disability helping the person who's in customer service give them better service.
Fabulous. For the app to work, I'm guessing companies have to have something installed in their shops or premises.
They do.
So how does that, you've got to get people signed up to that. I'm guessing that's quite difficult.
Oh, you're so wrong. It's actually going to be, we're finding it incredibly easy because what we've done is we've gone with a really, there's lots of different things here. We've gone with a really cheap system. Cost-effective system. We're saying to companies, you pay a monthly fee, small monthly fee to have this service in your shop. All you then need to do is sign into the website where we have all the service, and we then install a beacon, you know, iBeacons or whatever they might call them, a Bluetooth chip inside the doorway of the store, so that when the person walks past the chip communicates with the phone communicates with the web server, and the web server throws out the information that the customer service team need. We also use a thing called geolocation. That'd be brilliant. Oh, what? I forgot his name. Oh, he's a really famous chap who does the...
Daniel Kish.
Kish. It was absolutely brilliant. Yeah, it would be great to use that. But no, we use geofencing. So that if you were going, let's just say you were going to the airport or train station, and you set it up the day before that you were going to be there at a certain time, they would know when you were 500 meters away because they would use your GPS positioning. And then they would know when you walk through the door because of where the beacon is installed. But the important thing here is that what we've done is we've made a connection. This was to do with how we spread the information, the news about this. We've made a connection to the leading charities. Now, when the information pops up on the website in front or on their phone or their tablet, the customer service, they get 5 top tips about how they should interact with somebody with that specific disability. They're very generalized, but they're like, always introduce yourself, or if it's a hearing impairment, approach from the front. Somebody with a guide dog, always ignore the guide dog. Or if it's somebody with a long cane, don't grab the person, allow them to take your arm. Just really simple. We get the charity to give us their URL, which is a link to their website and further information. So the customer service team get the opportunity to learn more about the disability. And because of that, the charities have been so inviting and engaging. They said, wow, you're not only going to help our clients get a better service, you're also going to provide the retailer with more information about our charities. And that's a win-win situation as far as we've found so far.
Can you just get them all in touch? Don't care about anyone else. Just get them where I live, that's fine.
Well, here we go. The app gets launched at the end of April. Well, we'll be installing it at several locations. But if somebody downloads the app and they have somewhere that's local to them that they want to go to, they can recommend that we approach that company within the app.
Right.
So let's just say we launched the app and 2 weeks later, 10 people in Bristol have said they all want to go into Argos in Bristol City Centre. We will get every single one of those recommendations. We can then contact Argos Bristol City Centre and we can say we've had 10 people that said they would shop in Argos if you installed this system. This system is going to cost you £30 a month, and we will give you a year's subscription. And if you don't like it at the end of the year, then you don't have to repeat your subscription.
Sounds great.
Oh, it sounds great. But this is technology. It takes time and it takes effort and energy. And my team work like hounds. They're just such, they're steam trains, these guys. They work so hard. We all do in this team. And because we love what we do, and we're so incredibly excited by the opportunity that we've got to really make a difference, because there's nobody really using this kind of technology to do this kind of work, and this is the right time because how accessible this kit is, that they're the ones, guys are the ones, and I am, because I'm a champion for this, we're the ones that can dictate the services that were offered. And I know the report on the BBC and in the media the other day was saying that people with disability are getting less of a fair shout and a crack of the whip than they should be for the day and age. But I'm desperate to change that. So keen to change that. He pauses.
Your enthusiasm shows. Oh, I know. Your enthusiasm shows. It really does. It shines through.
Oh, I love it. I hear that a lot. And it's a big part of what really buzzes me with this. I hated leaving guide dogs. I loved that job. But the I worked with, I'll get this, I mean, I'm going to have to go in a second, sadly, but I did a post the other day. I was meeting a chap, there's a chap who lives in my block, and I believe he has cerebral palsy. He's called Chris, he must be in his early 20s, and I met him in the elevator, and we were going down, he's got a carer with him, we went out to cross the road at a pedestrian crossing, and he struggled to reach the button. We got onto a bus, and then we were heading up into town. I posted a couple of pictures with his permission on Facebook. Within 4 days, we'd got over 60,000 views.
Wow.
That's were just like 500 shares and loads of comments from people all over the place. And it was amazing, absolutely amazing, purely because people went, wow, Chris is struggling to press that button. How in goodness names, how can we help him?
If people want to know more or they want to get in touch, how can they do that?
I'm not a salesperson, but I love talking about what's just around the corner. And I love talking about what's possible in technology. And I love being positive about solutions. But if people want to find out more about Neatbox, we've just launched our new website, which our marketing chap, Jeffrey, he's 25-year-old Canadian, put so much seriously good work into. And we're hoping it's AA. And he's aiming for a AAA rating on the website. And we hope people will go on and give us some feedback. And it's neatbox.com. And neat is spelt NEATEBOX.com. But of course, they can come and chat to me on VI Talk and I'll be around. And the app is called Welcome, which is, we can't trademark that. It's just a word, but we just want people to feel welcome. And the retailer as well, we want them. And Scope did this fantastic thing just recently called End the Awkward. And that's what we want to do. We want to make it easier for the people in receptions and customer service to approach people with disability and not feel embarrassed or anxious or upset or in any way. We want to help them give better service.
I really wish you the best of luck with this. We've been fans of this right from the sort of when you were starting out. Yeah, I just love it. I would love to be able to use these apps. It's amazing. It would make my life so much easier.
Well, that's the plan. But VI Talk was the first social media group on Facebook that I really got involved with. There's loads since then, but yeah. you guys were the first.
Oh, that's nice. Thank you for that.
Group hug. Come on. Yeah.
Thanks for sticking with us.
Yeah, definitely. Thank you.
You can contact us by emailing podcast@vitalk.co.uk, on Facebook by searching for VI Talk, on Twitter @VITalkPodcast, and our website address is www.vitalk.co.uk.